Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl. I'm Sarah. That's me.
And a bi demisexual girl. That's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, sexy, cute, pretty, beautiful.
Sounds fake, but okay. Welcome back to the pod. You know, Kayla, I really should have made you say cutie, sexy, lovely for that bit and not told you why.
Is it a BTS thing?
It absolutely is.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just be like, oh, I'm not going to tell you why. Like, I know your one personality trait.
Mm-hmm. And it will come up again later, don't worry. Okay. We have housekeeping before we begin.
Yes. We are going on a little summer vacation.
Yes. As promised when we returned, as promised, we promised you we would leave sometimes. We are doing a summer break. The last podcast episode before the summer break is going to be on June 26th. We will be taking July off and we will be back on July 31st. So.
And I know what you're thinking. Wow, that's so nice of you to give yourself a break. I bet it'll be so relaxing. Wrong. Because we're going to be doing some extra special things for the book during our time away. So look forward to that and know that.
Not a single day off.
Not a single day off. Yeah. And just know that we don't get a summer break because of you for making us successful enough to write a book. So it's your fault.
I just made a lot of noises.
You really did.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, Kayla, now that we've gotten that out of the way, what are we talking about this week?
This week, Sarah texted me.
It was 1 p.m.
It was 1 p.m. today.
1 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah. Yes. And she sent me an Instagram post that was comparing pictures of people, the same person, doing mm-hmm. different poses. And one pose mm-hmm. would be labeled like sexy and the other one would be labeled cute, or one would be pretty and one would be beautiful.
They're all sexy and cute.
Oh, okay. You're right.
You did a bad job of looking at the thing that I sent you.
I sure did. But basically, it seems like the post, because they kind of draw lines down the person to show you like what their pose is. So I think they're supposed to be teaching you how to do a cute versus a sexy pose.
They are. They're teaching you. I've seen like photography posts like that where it's like, for the best Instagram pictures, don't do this, do this. And they're done in that same way. So they're highlighting which lines make it sexy and which lines make it cute. But in every pair of pictures, it's the same person in the same outfit at the same location.
Yes. And so Sarah was like, we should be A-specs trying to explain the difference between being hot / sexy, cute, mm-hmm. beautiful, and pretty. Mm-hmm. Inspired by this Instagram post. Now, I have somewhere that exactly. I think would be a good place to start.
Well, can I just do a quick prelude here? I thought that, like, objectively, I understood the difference between sexy and cute, specifically those two. Like, it seems pretty easy to me. But then I saw this Instagram post on my Explore page, and some of them don't make sense to me.
Well, I would say I don't think they all do a good job. Like,
yeah.
Like, they're...
That's definitely fair. I think in some of them, it's like the facial expression is like supposed to look more sultry. In some of them, it's like, I made a peace sign. This made it cute. But like, I don't understand what about the body language in some of these. Because it's clearly highlighting the body language. Like, it's showing the lines of what the body is doing. And I'm like, how the fuck does that make it cute versus sexy? So your hand in front of you is sexy, but your hand on your hip is cute?
Yeah, I don't think, like, I don't agree with the labels on all, like, I don't think this post did, like, the best job of exemplifying, like, no. sexy versus cute. I'll try to remember to share this post,
yeah,
when the episode goes out so you can see it. But I don't think they necessarily did a great job. So I think it's like a little confusing. But
yeah.
I think we should start by reading the dictionary definition of these words.
Okay.
To get an objective look. Because like going into this, I feel like I have a gut instinct about what the difference between these four things is. But I don't know that I could describe it in words. It's kind of like, you know, the ruling on, there's this saying.
You know if it's porn?
You know if it's porn because the justice who like decided the porn case was like, I know it when I see it. That's how I feel about these words. Okay, so are we going with hot or sexy?
I think we should do hot and sexy. I think they're different.
Okay, I'll look up hot first. Hot definition. I feel like I should use the same dictionary. We're going to Mr. Merriam-Webster.
Merriam-Webster, not dictionary.com, who I've partnered with.
Well, you did very nicely partner with dictionary.com. Even though we have previously gotten into a fight with them on the internet, now that I remember.
But they fixed it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I actually, before I tweeted that, I checked to make sure their definition of asexual was okay, or aromantic was okay.
That's nice of them. Okay. So there's a lot of definitions of hot, you know, as there is wont to be. So definition 2B1 is, nope, that's not right either.
Do you want me to look it up?
Okay, they just use the word sexy. This is not a good definition. I'm going to dictionary.com.
Well, the thing about definitions is that you have to use other words to define the other words. And at a certain point, for like basic words, at a certain point, you can't describe them.
This is interesting. Dictionary.com doesn't seem to have an option for a definition about like looks.
Huh.
So Merriam-Webster just said sexy.
Well, dictionary.com includes it as an adverb, which is in a hot matter, hot manner, hotly. But that doesn't help.
No, that's not, that hotly is as in like angrily, like in a book, it'd be like, oh, he said hotly because he's mad.
You're right. Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, well, that's a bust there. Let's see about the definition.
I still want to talk about hot, though.
We can't. No, now we can't. Let me see what just like Google comes up with.
Okay. I have a website that said something so absurd that I saved the link, which does include like definitions, but I don't know if they're the dictionary definitions.
Okay, so interesting. I don't know where Google is pulling. Like, if you look up a
word
on
Merriam-Webster,
it's like a, this is like much more extensive than what Merriam had. Oh, it's from Oxford Languages. Okay, I guess that's what we're using now.
I love the Oxford comma.
We're just going to use what Google gives us now because that's what we're going to. So we have passionately, enthusiastic, eager, or excited. And under that definition.
What word are we defining?
Hot.
Okay.
So definition 3 is passionately enthusiastic, eager, or excited. Under that definition, we have lustful, amorous, or erotic.
That's more of a verb.
I'm just giving you what I can find.
What we want is an adjective. Interesting.
Let's see.
I think we're spending too long on this. Do the next word.
Okay, let's go to sexy. That one should be easier. Okay. Sexy can, the two definitions I am given are sexually aroused, as in neither of them was feeling sexy, or exciting.
Is that
appealing.
The first one given?
Yes.
That's weird.
Or actually, God, the way that they format dictionary.
Nothing matters. Keep going.
Okay, no, the first one is sexually active or exciting, as in sexy French underwear. Sexually aroused, neither of them was feeling sexy, or exciting, appealing. I've climbed most of the really sexy West Coast mountains.
Interesting. I will only climb the sexiest mountain.
So again, nothing to describe a person.
That is, it is really interesting to look at these definitions because.
Oh, okay. But in Merriam-Webster, we have generally attractive or interesting.
See, we're getting to the point where definitions of words aren't super useful anymore.
I know, but I really wanted to see like what they try, because it, I think it proves that it is very hard to say what these things are.
It's so much about what's the word that's like the little thing that changes nuance. It. Nuance. Thank you. It's all about nuance with these words and what the difference between them is. And I'm going to get into this later, but like it's super dependent on the language and the culture that it's coming from.
Oh, sure. I just looked up pretty though, and this one they have a lot more to say about.
I'm sure they do.
Pretty is attractive in a delicate way without being truly beautiful or handsome. So in this definition, they are saying not beautiful. So it's pretty.
That
pretty is attractive in a delicate way. That's a helpful a definition.
That is what I found on this website that made me go, what? So specifically, pretty is attractive, but not attractive enough to be beautiful or handsome. So what they're saying is that pretty is a bar below beautiful.
I think I would agree with that.
I think on the whole I agree, but you can be both pretty and beautiful.
Yes, you know? That's true.
And also my issue is that if pretty is less than beautiful, I don't think handsome gets to be equal to beautiful. Because
no, I don't think they are. I think there's a lot more.
There are fewer words for.
There are fewer words to describe masculine people in a pleasing way physically. Yeah. I don't know if that sentence made sense.
No, it made sense to my ears. I don't know if it'll make sense on paper, but.
Well, that's for the transcript to decide. Sorry, bagel.
Yep. but there are just fewer words to describe the attractiveness of men because it's less discussed because it's, you know, the objectification of women. Like, you know, not that women objectifying men is a recent invention, but like,
no, yeah.
It's men have had the my brain can't remember a single word today. The
privilege?
Yeah, the privilege of being able to objectify women on a broad cultural scale to a greater extent than women have men. And so there's just more words for it.
So the definition for beautiful I found from Oxford Languages is pleasing the senses or mind aesthetically. So a lot looser of a definition than pretty.
Interesting.
So pretty so far has been like the most helpful definition. Let's see, cute. Attractive. Oh, so unhelpful. They describe cute as attractive in a pretty or endearing way. So, cute is a lot easier to parse.
Me too. It's more childish.
If I were to go on a scale, I would say it goes cute, pretty, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I also think there's a level of innocence that goes with each of those three. Like,
correct.
Cute is what you say about a child, about a small animal. Pretty might be for like a teen, a tween. Like the definition said, it's in a...
Well, you can also call a sunset pretty. I mean, like you can also call a sunset cute, and it's becoming more common to do so. But it's been established for many years in the English language that it's totally acceptable and not slangy to call a sunset pretty or a tree pretty.
Yeah, but even this definition says it's attractive in a delicate way, which if you think about the word, like, it does make sense that something that is pretty is delicate. Something that is beautiful is more like robust or striking or like unique in a way.
Yeah. Here's a question. Can you look up the word attractive?
Oh, good question.
Because all of them use the word attractive, essentially, to describe them. And attractive is the word that... attractive is the word that I default to as an aeroace person to describe
it is the most
other
neutral.
People because it's neutral and it just feels almost objective in a way, not that there is any objectivity, but I so hit me with a bad hit me with.
No, so this, it's actually interesting. So this is from Oxford Languages. It's in parentheses of a thing. So describing a thing, pleasing or appealing to the senses, as in an attractive home. Of a person, appealing to look at, sexually alluring, as in an attractive, charismatic man. So they add, when talking about a thing, they just say it's pleasing. When talking about a person, they add sexually alluring. I do not agree with this definition.
I think that it certainly can refer to a sexual nature, but it's usually specified.
Yes.
That you are sexually attracted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Merriam-Webster has either A, arousing interest or pleasure, or B, just appealing. Merriam-Webster actually kind of sucks at definition. I'm just going to say it. They're kind of ass.
Can I tell you what this website says is on Urban Dictionary? Or we could look them up on Urban Dictionary, but I have the website in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
For cute, it says, a girl who is lovely and dreamy and cuddly and shy and beautiful and aw, drools. But like drools in the asterisks.
See, yeah, I feel like Urban Dictionary is actually going to be very helpful for this. Okay. So again, in an innocent, like, aw.
I feel like the drooling almost undercuts that a little bit, though.
No, I don't think the drooling is correct. Drooling, I think, is more for like the awooga, like popping out eyes, like sexy.
Awooga.
Yes. You know?
In the cartoons. So I think it's a little weird that it says drools there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Sexy. Supposed to mean sexually attractive. However, recently it has become a word of ambiguous meaning that morons use when unable to think of a better adjective for something they like. Not a very helpful definition.
But it's like, it's true.
That's sexy mountains on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah. Sexy West Coast mountains that I climbed.
Okay. Pretty. There are two different definitions for pretty. One, a girl who has physical appeals that attracts a guy. That's so heteronormative.
That's a lot for me, but okay.
Granted, this was from 2014. Not that I expect a lot out of Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Two, a girl can also be pretty inside in her feelings and her beliefs.
That makes literally no sense to me.
Also, it says in her feelings, in her beliefs, with no punctuation. Not in her feelings and her beliefs.
I have an interesting development.
Yes.
I looked up handsome, and from Oxford Languages, it says, of, in parentheses, of a man, good looking.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Can I tell you what the beautiful thing on Urban Dictionary is?
Yes.
Beautiful is a woman who has a distinctive personality, one who can laugh at anything, including themselves, who is especially kind and caring to others. She is a woman who, above all else, knows the value of having fun and not taking life too seriously. She is a woman that you can trust and count on to brighten your day. She is a woman who can inexplicably make you feel really good just by being around her, and yet bring such great sadness when she is gone. Oh, she is a woman who I will never really get to know.
Whoever wrote this is going through something. Who are you? Are you okay?
But this description is more so about the personality.
Yes.
Than it is about.
Well, and that's also the hard thing, is that like objectively these words are meant to describe the outside of something, but like I don't know, especially as like a demisexual person, like to me a person's personality adds a lot to how attractive I find them.
Yeah. What's the definition for gorgeous?
Good question. But first, let me plug in my computer. And also, let me read you this. Another entry for handsome. Merriam-Webster says, having a pleasing and usually impressive or dignified appearance. I think that's a more helpful definition, because then you're getting like
specific.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Dignified.
Gorgeous. Beautiful, very attractive. Or very pleasant.
Not useful. Very pleasant. Interesting. So I think what we should do is I have some things to say about other languages, but I think we'll put that to the end. I think what we should do right now is we should describe how we envision the difference between all of these words.
Okay. Where should we start?
I think first we should... I think we should differentiate hot and sexy.
I was just going to say that. Same brain. Okay, I think I have a difference.
Go ahead.
Hot is a man with his shirt off. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Hot is a man with his shirt on. Sexy is a man with a shirt off, and it's like one of those pictures where they're like, their abs are out. It's more like sexy like a to
fireman's
me.
Fireman's calendar.
Yes, sexy to me is more objectified and more in your face than hot.
I think it's more of like a I want to sex you, whereas yes. hot is more of a like, oh shit, like I could just look at that all day in a more objectifying way than like beautiful is.
Well, yeah, so now but, I feel like, okay, if sexy is on the end of the spectrum where it's like understandably the most about sexual appeal, and then hot is the next one down from that, then what differentiates hot and beautiful?
I don't know. We're not there yet. What I wanted to say is that I am not comfortable really calling people sexy.
Understandable.
Personally. Like I can be like, objectively, I can see why a person would find this to be sexy, but like, I don't, like, I feel weird calling someone sexy. Hot, though, I'm okay with. Not like all the time, like not a lot.
Yeah.
But like, I'm comfortable with saying the word hot, which I think is a good indication of me as a sex averse ace. Yeah. Like that kind of draws the line between hot and sexy. Also,
yes,
I was going to say also both hot and sexy are completely gender neutral. They don't imply a gender.
I have an exercise that I'm wondering if it will help us.
Mm.
What if we Google a celebrity? And we use different words each time. So we look up like sexy Ryan Reynolds, hot Ryan Reynolds, beautiful Ryan Reynolds. And see what pictures Google serves us. Do you think that would be helpful at all?
Yeah, I think so. I think we should do a woman though, because I think it'll be more of a market difference.
Mm, true. Okay, who should we choose?
Mila Kunis.
Okay. Mila Kunis sexy images. Okay.
I'm also there.
Helpful. Okay. So we
the
all
first thing that comes up is Mila Kunis hot.
I mean. So when you look up Mila Kunis sexy, it is all very like it's either like shirtless, in underwear, like a bunch of cleavage out. Like this one is she's fully laying on a bed naked with her ass up. Like Jesus Christ.
Classic.
So that's helpful. So, but then what is Mila Kunis hot?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. It is the same. It is the same photographs. So that's less helpful.
I didn't. Well, I got first. My first result was Mila Kunis on hot ones, which
I did also get that one. I did also. I do have a picture of her on hot ones.
Also, why is the fourth result Cara Delevingne?
Well,
that's not her.
Yeah, these gave me the same results.
I feel like the results are similar, but they are less explicitly scantily clad. There are certainly scantily clad pictures, but I would say on average, like, they're not.
No, you are right. Especially as you scroll down, that's very true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that's true. When you scroll down on hot, you hit fully clothed pictures a lot sooner than when you scroll down.
Yeah.
On sexy. This was a helpful exercise. You're welcome, everyone. Okay.
Let's do Mila Kunis cute and see what happens.
Oh, that's not going down the spectrum in the correct order.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
What's the next one is beautiful. Now I'm getting
it's a lot more of her face.
It's a lot. That's very true. Much less body, a lot of like red carpet looks. That is actually so telling that these are all close-ups of her face.
Yeah, they're like they're all like, I was about to say medium close-up as if most people have an idea of what that means.
I mean, I think you can suss it out.
They're like boob and shoulder up.
Yeah.
Is what most of them are.
And all of the hot and sexy ones were full body.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are more of her smiling.
Yes. That's true. Rather than like sexy face.
Mm-hmm.
So then what do you think is the difference between hot and beautiful?
I think beautiful is just less objectifying. I think beautiful leans more feminine in terms of what we associate it with, whereas hot is more gender neutral, whereas, beautiful feels more feminine. And inanimate things can be beautiful, and that doesn't have to be in a gendered way. But when it comes to people, you know, if you were to call a man like, that is a beautiful man, you would never say that about a man who looks really stereotypically masculine.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I would.
Well, you, but like, on average, I mean.
Okay, but, yeah, but thinking about it, the times where I've called a man, like, beautiful, it is usually to, like, put extra emphasis on it because I know I am using a word not typically used for men.
Yeah. And because the other words, like, because handsome isn't enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they just don't have enough words for men, because handsome isn't, yeah. Like, it for men, it goes from handsome to hot to sexy, like there's no in and between, that, like beautiful.
There's a huge ravine between those words.
Yeah. So yeah, I think like, yeah, beautiful doesn't really insinuate any sex appeal at all. Hot has some sex appeal, and then sexy is obviously mm-hmm. like, that's all of it.
Yeah.
Mila Kunis pretty,
which as we established is a step below beautiful for some reason.
It just is. Pictures look pretty much the same, though.
Why do we have the one of Justin Timberlake grabbing her boobs at the MTV?
I don't know what. Media? I don't know how your results are different than mine. But oh no, I did scroll down far enough. I didn't get that. Yeah. Hmm.
I feel like, is it just me or are there more pictures of her from when she's younger?
I was thinking the same thing, which does match with like my definition of pretty. So that makes sense mm-hmm. to me. Because pretty does seem more youthful to me.
Yeah.
Than beautiful.
For some reason.
It just seems more innocent, less glamorous. I mean, if you think
less,
about
like,
it, like.
Charged, too. Like,
yes.
Like, you can be
less
like.
Less passionate.
Like, yeah. Like, if someone, like, shows you something that's really ugly, but, like, you have to say something nice, you wouldn't be like, oh, it's beautiful. You would be like, oh, that's pretty.
Yeah. Well, like, thinking about it, what would a child have to look like for you to call a child beautiful?
Like an adult. You know those kids that look like adults?
Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking. Like, a child that is, like a, in like, that you put in, like, makeup and, like, a ball gown for some reason. That
yeah.
is, like,
yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, pretty is a more youthful situation.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Mila Kunis is cute. I bet we're going to get some That 70 Show things. I was wrong. Pregnant Mila Kunis. Interesting.
I got pregnant Mila Kunis on the last one, too.
Oh. And I'm getting her with Ashton Kutcher,
with Ashton
as in,
Kutcher.
Like, oh, cute moments with them. I'm getting a lot more pregnant yeah. Mila Kunis. I'm getting a lot more, like, family Mila Kunis.
There's a couple of her as, like, a kid.
This is, like, to me, is showing that cute is something that's, like, pure and wholesome and, like,
mm-hmm.
aww.
She's holding her kid.
Cute.
She's holding her other kid. No, that's the same kid at a different age.
These are all like her with her kids or her husband.
I got to That 70s Show, but it's just her and Ashton Kutcher.
Well, what you gonna do?
Yeah, there's a surprising amount of baby bump pictures here, which I don't like personally. Anyone who knows me.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I feel like I hear people describing, like, women with baby bumps as cute.
Yeah.
Because can't be beautiful.
We've gotten far enough down to 51 hottest Mila Kunis butt pictures are probably the cutest pair of butt cheeks you've ever seen.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? That makes me
that. There's some
how you say
there.
Uncomfortable.
It's by the website Geeks on Coffee.
Not a good look for geeks. Gotta be honest.
And look, she has a nice butt, but she doesn't have a big butt.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, I guess.
But I'm just saying that, like, the stereotypical, like,
sure.
nice ass is maybe less so.
The BBL, as they have been saying.
The BBL.
I had to look that up.
Let me see.
That's how old I'm getting. I had to look that up.
Had to look that up.
We're losing our touch. There has been several internet things that I've had to Google recently, and it has been so upsetting.
Like, look at this picture. She has no ass. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I just... I just, this was number, Kayla, I'm sending it to you. This was number 3 on the Mila Kunis sexy cutest butt website.
Okay. And it's not good, in your opinion?
It's a perfectly fine picture. I just don't think it highlights butt.
No, it is not a picture that highlights her butt at all.
No.
It's like her turned, yeah, no. That is very, it's an odd picture choice because, yes, nothing about that picture is directing your attention to her butt.
That picture is also number 7. It's both number 3.
Someone did not do a good job of curating this website because that's nothing.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway.
This has been informative.
I think that was a great exercise. And I would implore anyone to pick your favorite celeb and try it out.
And it reminds me to remind you that once I was in a Zoom call with Mila Kunis.
I do remember that.
So, just saying.
So, there you go.
There you have it. Okay. That's interesting. I think that's all pretty accurate. Would you like to go into how I turned this into a BTS thing?
Yes. I'm hoping, like, I don't know. I'm very interested in the languages aspect of this because, as we know, the English language compared to a lot of other languages is not as nuanced, and like a lot of other languages just have a lot more words for more specific things. So I'm interested to hear what other people are doing.
So in Korean, one of the words that they use to describe beauty, including in men, I think often in men, is this is putting my Korean pronunciation to the test. I'm so sorry.
You're so brave.
I know. Is maryeol, which translates as attractive, but it also translates as charming.
Interesting.
And I noticed that a lot seeing translations of stuff where they would be discussing something that was like maryeolgi, and it would translate as charming. And I just thought that was really interesting. And it made me think of, the context isn't relevant, but Taehyung on Island was talking about how there's more to attractiveness than just looks. And he defined it as being handsome versus being charming. And Yoongi joked like, oh, you can only say that because you're both. but when Taehyung clarified that being charming was different than being handsome, and for the record, I had to do a lot of deep diving to figure out the exact Korean words he used today. I might not be 100% correct, but listen, I put a lot of effort in. You should appreciate this.
I'm so proud of you.
You shouldn't should, but you will appreciate this.
Oh my God, okay. You
got more aggressive.
Jesus. Got worse somehow.
Yeah. So when he clarified that being charming was different from being handsome, the word he used, he said meryeolg again, but the editors actually clarified what he meant in parentheses. And the verb that they used there was 어필하다, which is to be appealing or alluring. It's literally 어필, like it's a loan word from English.
Mm.
And that was the word that they used to kind of clarify what he meant when he said 매력. So then, meanwhile, the word that they're using for handsome is 잘생겼다, which literally translates to having good looks.
Mm.
And so basically what he was saying is that attractiveness, there's more to attractiveness than just looks. It's being handsome, and being handsome, having good looks, and being charming. And both of those are aspects of being attractive, but they're different from each other.
I think that's very true. And it also makes me think, when you said alluring, it made me think, because alluring is like another word to describe someone. And I was trying to think, how is alluring different than sexy? But to me, alluring has more to do with a person's personality. It's more of like you trying to like seduce someone. You don't just, you can't necessarily just stand there and look at a static person and call them alluring. They have to like do right. something to allure you.
Correct. It's more active.
But that's very true. Like I said, like as a demisexual person, someone's personality matters a lot to me in attractiveness. It's very true. Someone mm-hmm. could be just to look at attractive and then they open their mouth and they're an asshole and suddenly they're not attractive anymore.
Yeah.
But, or someone could be like average, but then they're like an amazing person. Then they're going to seem more attractive to you.
Mm-hmm. And it was just interesting to me to see like in this other culture, the charmingness is given greater weight than it is in the culture that I was raised in. And the language they have reflects that.
Yeah, that is interesting. And I mean, I don't pretend to know much about Korean culture or like East Asian culture, but from what
I know a little, but from what
I understand, like politeness and hospitality mm-hmm. matters more than it matters here, which yes. makes, and like, if I am wrong, please tell me. I'm just saying what I know.
You're
from,
not wrong.
Like,
from my understanding, you are absolutely not wrong. At least for my understanding is limited to Korean culture, but yes.
Yeah. So like it makes sense that charm would matter more than in the mm-hmm. US where like you can kind of just be an asshole and it's fine.
Yeah. Well, and then that made me think of, you know, in Korean, like the word for cute, like that's used a lot because they have like aegyo is like a thing. So the word that they so in English, we would say you're describing like a little kid or a pet or something. In English, we would say cute. In Korean, they would say "귀여운," which means cute. But in German, the word that would most commonly be used is "süß," which means sweet.
Hmm.
So, like, when you're describing like a little kid or like a little dog, you're like, "Oh, so süß, er so süß," rather than being like, "Oh, he's so cute."
I mean, it makes sense. I think sweetness is like a component of cuteness. You know what this made me think of is my two cats, Billy and Yoki. Mm-hmm. People often say about Billy that she is a beautiful cat because she is. But people will say of Yoki that she is a cute cat. And so like looking at the different, like it's very distinctive, the language people use for these, like for my cats. And like,
yeah, interesting.
It is interesting because like Yoki is smaller. She is like
more diminutive.
She is. She's just like, she's more like timid. Gnocchi or Billy is bigger. She has more fur. She like, to borrow a word from the handsome definition, she seems more dignified to look at. And it's interesting because those are two pets. And like in general, pets, I think we generally call cute. But it's interesting to even look at the differences within pets to look at like the difference of how we would describe them.
Yeah. Another thing with German is the word for like pretty or beautiful is schön, which those who know the Sound of Music might recognize from danke schön means thank you very much, but it literally means like thank you beautifully.
Hmm.
And so it's just interesting to see like the different ways that these words that describe like beauty and attractiveness are co-opted into other contexts depending on the language and the culture and the context.
That is very interesting.
This has been Sarah's knowledge about languages.
I mean, you have much more, not like you know two more languages than I know. So if anyone hears...
Bold of you to say I know Korean.
You know, like... I don't know, man. I can only speak English, and you majored in German and are actively studying Korean. So, like,
that's true.
You're doing more.
I think that's all.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought this was interesting. I would love. I was just gonna say I would love to hear other people's thoughts on the differences, which can maybe just be the open-ended poll.
Yeah, I also. I'm kind of curious to hear from people, especially those who are A-spec, what words are you comfortable with other people using to describe you?
Mm.
Because if someone called me sexy, I would be very uncomfortable. Unless it was under very specific circumstances where for some reason that was what I was going for.
Yeah.
But like other words, I'm totally fine with. So like I'm just kind of curious to know.
Yeah. It reminds me of how, like, especially when I was younger and like a stranger would call me a woman rather than a girl, I would get very uncomfortable because I was like, I am not. I'm a child.
It's like when people ma'am me instead of miss me.
Yes. It feels like that kind of,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just wrong. It's just incorrect.
Yeah. It's weird. Okay. That's all. Well, I guess that's our poll.
We did it so good. We haven't done a poll like that since like episode 2. We really did it to them this time.
So I had an episode idea hours before.
Yeah.
And a poll came right out of it.
Two polls came right out.
Oh my God. I even made it about BTS.
Who is doing it like German. Us? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody's doing it like us. Right before we go on break, we just hit you with a really good one.
Hell yeah. Kayla, what's your beef and your juice?
That's not. A good question. My beef is ingrown hairs. They're annoying and they've got to stop what they're doing. They just have to stop. My juice is that I just had a very wild weekend. Dean's company had like a retreat that I got to also go on. We got to see Bruno Mars and John Legend and Dr. Shaquille O'Neal live and in concert, so which was very wild. And there was like a 6-course dinner. There was just a lot. I felt like
Kayla just texted me and she was like, I'm watching Bruno Mars right now. And I was like, excuse me?
You know, sometimes Bruno Mars just walks out onto the stage.
And then you were like, I'm watching John Legend right now. And also, some people say that Shaq is going to DJ later.
And then I see
a video of Shaq.
And then Shaq, Dr. Shaquille O'Neal, Flat Earther, did DJ for us. And he kept chanting at us to kiss our wife. He dedicated the song to his wife. By the way, he's straight up not married. And then at the beat drop, he kept just being like, kiss your wife. So.
Wait, is he actually not married?
No, I looked it up because I was like, okay, he must be married. Sure. We looked it up. Not. Straight up divorced.
That
don't know what he was
so
doing.
Fucking funny.
I literally screamed when I found that out. I felt so betrayed.
That's actually hilarious.
So anyway.
Amazing. Incredible. My juice is that J-Hope is headlining Lollapalooza. They just like dropped that out of nowhere that a member of BTS is headlining Lala. And also Tomorrow by Together is going to be performing, which is fantastic, but I will be seeing them a couple weeks before them. So like, you know, I got to the party sooner than Lala, you know?
So are you going to Lala?
Well, no, that's my beef.
Okay.
My beef is that I cannot find an excuse to go. Lollapalooza is in Chicago. I live in California. I am already flying back to Michigan in July, September, November, December, and February.
Yeah.
I can't fly almost as far again in July.
Just cause.
To go to Lala just to see Hobie. Yeah. I can't do that. Also, I've never been to a festival, but I don't think they're really my scene.
I do not think you would enjoy a festival.
And
festival
so I would,
was a lot for me. And if it's a lot for me, I don't think you would enjoy.
Yeah. And I would, I mean, on the bright side, I would be able to see a bunch of my friends because a lot of people are going, which makes me FOMO so hard. But I would really just be going to see him and TXT and like maybe look at the set list and see if there's anyone else.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my beef and my juice. New BTS music. By the time this comes out, it will be out.
I can't wait to hear about nothing but that.
special guest, maybe Silk Sonic in their live thing? Maybe. I don't
Interesting.
Know. People think.
I don't need That's to see Silk. I already saw Bruno Mars live.
I hope you walk into the sea.
The funny thing is, I was kind of walking into the sea while watching Bruno Mars because we were in a wave pool and I was standing in it while watching Bruno Mars. So.
Every person that I have mentioned this to has been like, where does Dean work?
My cousin DM'd me and was like, does Dean work for the Pentagon? Like, what's happening?
I love the idea that this is what the people who work at the Pentagon would most enjoy.
I mean, yeah, probably not, huh? You seem kind of boring.
Maybe they want to prove you wrong, you know? Anyway, you can tell us about your beef, your juice, answer our poll on our social media at SoundsFakePod. If you'd also like to support us on Patreon, we've got one of those. Our $5 patrons who we're promoting this week are Mel McMeans, Melissa Kaufman, Nick Ford, Rachel, and Rhea Faustino. Also, this person used to be a $15 patron, and they're now a $5 patron. And normally, we wouldn't shout that out when people bump down. Like, we'll just say them whenever their time comes up to say their name. But I would like to promote the fact for Layla that Layla is buying a home. And that's why we bumped down.
In this economy, it's very impressive.
That's what I said. I said, in this economy? I answered within like 2 minutes because I saw the email and I was like, in this economy?
It's just wild times.
The rare timely answer from Sounds Fake But Okay podcast.
It never happens anymore. I'm so sorry to anyone who has messaged us or emailed us in the last like 5 months. I'm so sorry.
We're useless. Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are Arcanus, who would like to promote the Trevor Project, R.E.K., who would like to promote Thought Slime, Benjamin Abar, who would like to promote Tabletop Games, Changeling, and Alice the Ace Cat, who would like to promote StressUpChangeling.net and also Ace Cats, and David J., who would like to promote An Emergent Strategy by Adrian Marie Brown. Our other $10 patrons are David Nurse, Derek and Carissa, Cinnamon Toast Punch, My Aunt Jeannie, Mike Pubble, Martin Giselle, Maddie, Potato, Purple Haze, Rosie Costello, Barefoot Backpacker, and the Steve. Our $15 patrons are Andrew Hillam, who would like to promote the Invisible Spectrum podcast, Click for Caroline, who would like to promote Ace of Hearts, Dia Chappelle, who would like to promote, oh, it's after 6:10, it's time to go back to twitch.tv/melodydia. I hope their friends game was funded. Hector Murillo, who would like to promote friends that are supportive, constructive, and help you grow as a better person. Nathaniel J. White, Nathaniel J. White, who would like to promote NathanielJWhiteDesigns.com. Designs.com. I always try and say it way too fast. Kayla's Aunt Nina. Oh, no. Who would like to promote at katemaggart.art, and Sarah Jones, who's at Eternal Ollie everywhere. Our $20 patrons are Sabrina Hawk, Merry Christmas, and Dragonfly, who would like to promote not getting FOMO. You know, I had some very profound thoughts after I found out about the thing. I was like,
can't wait
what?
To hear these.
I was like, you know what? The only reason we feel such pain is because we love things so much to begin with.
Sarah.
And what spurred this on? FOMO about a... It was funny. I made myself laugh.
I mean, there were times when writing the book that you were inspired to start writing because you listened to BTS. So, I mean...
That's true.
Respect, I guess.
Yeah.
Our book brought to you in part by...
BTS.
Boston.
Do we have a thanks section in our book?
Sausage. I think we probably will. We certainly haven't written it yet.
Gotta put that in there. Boston Tentacle Sausage. This is for you. Thanks for listening. Tune in. I know that you listen, Boston Tentacle Sausage. Tune in next Sunday for more of us in your ears.
Until then, take good care of your cows. P.S. This is a message for Discord user Weezer. I mean, I guess if Weezer listens to the podcast. This is a message for Discord user Weasel only. If the meme of this week is not a Boston Tentacle Sausage, I'm going to be extremely disappointed. Okay, goodbye. Thank you. I love you so much. Goodbye.